We have a lot to talk about. The forecast. And a guy who can talk better than most about this is Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
And a good morning to you, Marshall. Thank you for that introduction. And I'm happy to tell you that, you know, we won't be shoveling or sliding around this weekend. Isn't that great?
That is great.
In fact, you really have to go way up there to the Adirondacks and into the Green and White Mountains to see any snowfall this weekend. So today, sun and clouds will do it, 40 to 45. Cloudy tonight, upper 20s. Tomorrow, rain will develop. It may start as a wintry mix in our highest elevations, and it's just starting. That's it, 35 to 40. Sunday, cloudy. There could be a rain or wet snow shower flying by. No big deal. Again, around 40. Monday, some sun, 40. And partly sunny Tuesday, with highs in the low 40s. We expect temps to continue to range above normal right through the end of the month, which, of course, is a week from today.
The January thaw.
It's
here.
Fine with me.
Oh, it's fine with me, too. You know, from that stupid 4-inch snowfall, I still got 3 inches of snow. It just hasn't been melting.
You're right. I noticed that this last night, walking Shirley, and I'm saying to myself, look at this. We still have like 2 inches of snow here. You know, most people around here do not shovel their walkways. So it's a little difficult to walk the dog. But nevertheless, when I spoke to my sister on Long Island, she couldn't believe it. She said, are you kidding me? I said, I kid you not. She said, there is no snow here. And I said, well, I don't know what to tell you. I said, it's been pretty cold here all week. So even with the sun out, the snow has been very reluctant. But I think we should, you know, with the rain and temps near 40, we should get rid of a good deal of it this weekend.
So that means it'll be foggy tomorrow morning.
Maybe. Because it'll be in the upper 20s to near 30 degrees. It really may not get foggy until the rain comes in, and that would be in the afternoon.
Oh, in the afternoon Saturday. So we don't have to worry about it Saturday morning.
No, I don't think so.
All right, so Saturday afternoon into Sunday morning.
Early Sunday morning. Yeah. Way early, yep.
All right, I got that now. I got that. I'm all set with that.
What do you have planned for the weekend?
I have absolutely not a damn thing planned for the weekend.
That's a nice feeling.
I just am going to relax. I'm going to enjoy my animals at my house. I'm going to enjoy because I come in every day. I mean, Saturday and Sunday, though, are just real quiet around here. And I'll enjoy AM and FM at the station. I'll enjoy all my animals at home and just kind of chill out watching some movies on Netflix and Amazon Prime.
That sounds like a great plan. By the way, any of you were with us yesterday, I was telling Marshall that my dear friend who lives by my lake house visits my lake house at least once every 2 weeks to see if there's any mice, because we left traps. And yesterday the message was, you have mice, period. So I told him to elaborate. He didn't see any, but there are
droppings.
Yep. So he says, so I know they're there. He said, we have to pull out the big guns and we have to get the real traps, not the glue traps, as you alluded to me that you weren't too happy about that either. So I ordered the snap traps and sent them to him. So he's going to take care of that. But I did a lot of research, and that copper wet mesh wire is recommended by even some of the top exterminators for bugs and for rodents. And they said, you know, it's so easy to use. You can cut it with a scissor, and then you could stuff it in cracks and around drain pipes and everything with your hand. You put your gloves on, you could stuff it there with your hands, and then you could even use a screwdriver. And they said the good thing about the copper is that it is extremely durable. It'll last well over 10 years, doesn't rust, doesn't disintegrate, and mice and rats cannot chew through it. So I will order 100 feet of it, and I hope I don't need more than that, but if I do, I do. And when we get up there in the spring, I'm going to do the entire inside, room by room.
How expensive is it?
It's not bad. 100 feet, a roll of 100 feet. Now, remember, this looks like ribbon.
Yeah.
I don't know how wide it is, maybe 3 inches. 100 feet goes for about, you could get it for about $30.
All right, because when we first built WKZE-AM 1020, our transmitter shack, because it was AM, it's an AM broadcast facility, and it was so close to the, we had to completely, on the floors, the ceilings, and all the walls, we had to encase it in copper.
Really?
Copper, and, copper netting. But it was expensive because the building was, I think 10 by 20. So you got 10 by 20, the walls, the floors, the ceiling. And it was really expensive. But that was to keep the radio waves from getting inside the building and distorting the readings.
Okay.
And come to think of it, we never had any problem with mice.
With mice.
Lots of problem with bees, but no problems with mice.
With mice. Yeah. So we're going to do that. And my friend David said he'll help me. So I will do that before I sleep up there. I mean, that's the bottom line. Marshall, if we can get, say a decent weekend in April, like a Saturday, more than a Sunday, I would tell Dave, meet me up there, go up with my copper wire. And the cabin is small, folks. I mean, this cabin is 15 feet wide by 25 feet long. So it's a small cabin. It's got a really great porch that looks over the lake, because the lake is like 5 feet from the cabin. And then it's got a kitchen. And then there's a combined bedroom living room. So I am just going to move everything piece by piece. The only problem I have is the sink. It's a full sink, a console with drawers and everything.
Yeah.
I don't think I can move that and get behind it. So that may be one thing that we'll have to approach from underneath the cabin. Refrigerator I can move, and I know I can move the gas stove. But I cannot. I don't think I can move that sink to make sure we get behind it. But obviously, wherever there is any room for an entrance, that's what I have to plug up. But I'm on a mission. I'm on a mission to do that. Just the way you sealed up your house.
That's right.
That is the way I'm going to seal up my cabin for good. So
you see what happens in radio, folks. When you work in radio so long, you become Marshall Miles, who hermetically seals his house so no bees can get in or bugs. And then you've got Pat Pagano, who hermetically seals his house and cabin so no mice can get in. this is what happens after you spend 30, 40 years.
That's it. You just go nuts. You just go nuts. I just heard that, what's her name? Janice Huff of local NBC Channel 4 down here in New York.
Yeah.
She's celebrating her 30th anniversary on the air.
Yeah. That's young. That's young.
Compared to you and me.
Yeah, I mean, I'm getting, we're doing 50 towards the end of the summer here for me. It'll be 50.
Oh, bless you. Well, yeah, I'm probably about 40, I think I'm about 42, 43. 42, 43 years. In the business. A long time to be in the business.
It certainly is. We're dinosaurs, Pat. Let's just hope the meteor doesn't strike.
Yeah, I know. Well, anyhow, but we do it. We love it. We enjoyed it. Our listeners love it. So that's
speaking about our listeners, did you get the note from Clara? She posted on your Facebook page, Clara Lenfest.
I didn't look. No.
She put there, she said she listens to you on the show, and she feels the same way about mice that you do.
So that's great.
She put that on your Facebook page. So there you go.
Oh, that's good, because there are a lot of people that, just frown upon it.
Yeah.
A lot of people, they'll just say to me, well, you're up in the country, you have to expect it. Well, then, you know what? You go up there and you sleep there. Yes. Knowing these things are flying by on the eaves, all around the room.
That's the way I feel with bees in my house. I can tell when there's a bee anywhere in the house. I can tell instantly. I just know it. Because I'm crazy like that.
Well, that's interesting. But, you know, then I thought about it. I said, maybe I should close off the ceiling. Because the ceilings have, you know, it's a cabin. Yeah. It has the beams with the eaves all around it. Yeah. And I'm thinking, well, maybe if I put plasterboard, you know, over the ceiling, that won't allow them at me. But then again, that would also mean that they could still be in the ceiling and then you'd hear them running around.
You know, our good friend David Barker, who's watching us now, he says there's a movie with Nathan Lane where mice invade his house. And we're trying to remember the name of that movie, but I can't remember the name of the movie. It's obviously a movie you wouldn't want to see.
I definitely wouldn't want to see. And Nathan Lane, no less.
I love Nathan Lane.
Another lunatic, yeah.
I love Nathan. Nathan Lane and Ricky Ravis now are my two favorite lunatics on.
Oh, my goodness. yeah, I only think about that movie with Michael Jackson. What was it, Ben?
Oh, Ben, that's right, Ben.
That it was his friend?
God, yeah.
Never happened.
All right, I'll let you go because someone's ringing you up.
Yeah, it sounds like they are, right?
All right, Pat, have a great weekend. And will you be on Monday?
I'll be here Monday.
All right, I'll speak to you on Monday.
Bye-bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano in the Weather Center this morning with a check on our tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.